Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday, just about 5 minutes left in the program, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Again, this program will be archived at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com about a half hour after the program here by 10:30 or so. You can still call us if you'd like at 659-3338. And don't forget, the show will be replayed in its entirety tomorrow night at WILO and online all the time at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com around 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll have Don and Jamie talk for a few minutes here, a little more sports, taking us to the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning again.
Hey, good morning. You know, a lot of things that you brought up in that last conversation with Clinton Prairie's softball coach, talking about COVID and kids playing and how important it is, the coach even talking about it, reminded me of a conversation I had with Principal Cindy Long at Frankfort during a Hall of Fame meeting. And she said that COVID was just devastating to a lot of schools. And the reason for is because kids found out that they could go get a job, get 18, 19, 20 bucks an hour, and they didn't come back to school.
Yeah.
And she said it's been very, very difficult in trying to get those kids to get back and get their education. The other thing I want to bring up that you talk about, and that is, you know, when my children went through the school program, I told them, hey, you know what? None of you are working while you're in school. You're not going to do that. I want you to go to school. I want you to enjoy school because you're going to have the rest of your life to go to work. But the importance it is, that's what everybody remembers. I mean, you think
you can't get that time back.
No.
And I understand there's a lot of kids that just don't have that opportunity. They do have to work. And I think the other part of COVID that people won't realize is when that happened, it just, you know, shook the rug right out underneath kids' feet, and then it was over, you know, especially for the kids for 2020. You know, they never got that time back. You know, I had a daughter who was a senior at that time, and it was just devastating. And all the kids experienced that, even the college kids, you know. And then into the next year where they're on pins and needles every day if they're going to get to play or not, you know, with contact tracing or different ones. I know kids that, you know, were out of school over 50-some days. Well, not only that, they were out of school. They weren't practicing either. They were home. They were isolated. You know, I think there's just so many things that we're going to realize on down the way, you know, besides education, you know, sports that, you know, they didn't get to play. You know, it's just not as important to them now. You know, I think that's part of the reason some of these county athletes are not moving on to play college sports. They're just ready to move on with their lives, you know, get things started. So I times are definitely different, and that's for sure. And in a lot of these spring sport coaches over the first 4 weeks, we've talked about earlier, we've talked to 11 of the 18, you know, sport programs in the county that's going on right now, from golf to baseball to track to the tennis. You know, losing that year was very impactful for these teams.
Yeah, I think that you also throw in the fact that in the process, fear was brought up and made a major player in these young kids. And you know, some kids don't know how to react to that other than just closing up and being done with it.
That's right. And, you know, I think the best thing we can do as adults is keep creating opportunities, you know, especially throughout the county. I think a coach brought it up last week. I think it was Coach Gorbett at Rossville, how important youth sports are and getting all them programs back in place and going too, because not only was the high school team shut down, all the youth programs throughout the county for spring sports were shut down in 2020 as well. So it's been definitely an impact for a lot of programs.
Yeah, and I'm going to say kudos to WILO, because I don't think that everybody understands the importance that WILO is now playing in our county athletic programs, and that is giving these young kids an opportunity to be noticed and talked about and be able to spread what they do well out to everybody. So kudos for WILO for going the extra mile, especially this spring, and running some baseball programs.
I think you and Carl do a great job, you know, football, basketball, with the boys and girls you covered, and then this year with baseball. I know Kevin's looking at expanding that for the future, which I think is great, because you guys do such a good job talking about each of those individual kids and what they put into, because a lot of people don't understand how much time and effort some of these kids have put into it, and they wouldn't know if you guys weren't doing that for them.
Yeah, I'm very, very pleased with with being able to do that. And I text Kevin the other day about how much I appreciated him going out and getting all of our advertisers so that we could put those kids on.
Appreciate that, too, guys. Yep.
We'll see you next week, I guess.
All right. Have a great week, guys. Appreciate it. Want to thank, again, our sponsor, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Again, our next baseball game at HoosierLandTV.com is going to be this Tuesday, Rossville at Clinton Prairie. And that'll be 5 o'clock first pitch for that, again, at HoosierLandTV.com.